ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You haven't any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up, for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking combat sports, professional boxing, Showtime Championship Boxing tonight, the Linear Light Heavyweight Championship on the line, Adonis Stevenson. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about last week's fight on HBO. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Marquez. But wait, we've got the MMA portion of the show coming up. We're talking UFC 173 tonight. Renan Barreiro, TJ Dillashaw, what's going to go down there? I think the champion's going to remain champion for a long, long time unless he moves up the weight, because he is the real deal at 135. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Steiner Sports Auctions have always featured some of the greatest items in sports history, and this spring is no exception. Check out auctions.steinersports.com for the unbreakable auction before it ends on June 12th. This set includes hundreds of one-of-a-kind items, greats like Babe Ruth and Deacon Jones, plus Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio's game-used bat from the 1951 World Series. Many say DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak is unbreakable. This bat would certainly be the highlight of any collection. Be sure to make your bids before the June 12th deadline at auctions.steinersports.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tell me, Rocky, you've got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that, you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it.
Rocky? You believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out online, WBOboxing.com. 40 years ago this week, May 21st, 1977, the great Wilfredo Gomez, Bazooka Gomez, undefeated at 122 pounds. What do you have, like 22 defenses at 122 pounds? He was an incredible fighter. Anyway, they honored him this week, as did the entire WBO and their president, of course, Francisco Paco Varcarcel. But 40 years after winning his first world title, 122 pounds, this guy was invincible. I remember when Carlos Zarate, considered the best fighter pound for pound in the world at the time, I'm serious, the bantamweight champion, he was like 5'10", 118 pounds. He was a bad dude. He stepped up to 122, and Gomez slaughtered him. Okay, and this was like a battle between Mexico and Puerto Rico. And, of course, that's at a time when Puerto Rico was starting to prevail in these fights. That's why when Sanchez and Gomez fought later in 1981, the Mexicans took such great satisfaction in the fact that Sanchez finally, somebody finally silenced Gomez. But Gomez this week, honored, 40 years past winning his first world title. Of course, won titles at 122, 126, a very questionable win at 130 pounds. But the bottom line is he is an International Boxing Hall of Fame. He is a fantastic fighter, and he's been a good representative of Puerto Rico and the boxing game. So this week we honor him in our segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, WBOboxing.com. Straight up, folks, Juan Manuel Marquez looked 40 years old last week. But he is 40, Pedro, so what's the big deal? There is no big deal. The bottom line is he needs to fight Manny Pacquiao. Juan Manuel Marquez, Manny Pacquiao, the only fight out there. And it's somewhat competitive because, let's be honest, you know, Manny Pacquiao was licking him like a stamp until Juan Manuel Marquez landed that picture-perfect right hand that knocked Manny into another time zone. Look, he was. He was boxing his ears. I mean, it was nothing about it. He was moving around him, boom, 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 pounding him hard with those left-hand crosses. Of course, the left-hand cross is Manny's money punch. I remember when Manny first started, all he could throw was that left cross. His right hand was basically non-existent. I mean, he had barely a jab and barely a hook, but of course, he got together with Freddie Roach, and Freddie developed that other side to him, and that's why he's such a dangerous southpaw, is that when he does commit himself, he can't throw hooks. Bottom line is, he's getting old. He doesn't want to commit himself and throw hooks. You have to commit yourself to throw hooks in combination. You have to get close, and plus a hook is an arching punch, folks. So in other words, even though the fighter doesn't see it coming a lot of times, the fighter on the receiving end of the hook, the guy throwing the hook, it takes longer to throw a hook because it's an arching punch than it does to go straight on. I'm talking about from point A to point B on a straight line. So the arching punch takes more time. You can get counter with straight rights. Even a jab sometimes beats a hook. So the bottom line is you don't always want to throw a left hook. That's why I think Ali rarely threw left hooks. I think I saw him throw a left hook against Bob Foster. Of course, the former light heavyweight champion is still living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the sheriff himself. But Foster gave Ali a little tough run, but Foster was one of those guys. Remember him? See, boxing historians know what I'm talking about. The old-timers do. You young kids, you ought to look up your little boxing Wikipedia and talk about Bob Foster being maybe the greatest light heavyweight champion of all time. He and Michael Spinks would have been a hell of a fight, I'm telling you. 175, Michael Spinks, of course, the only light heavyweight champion to successfully jump up and win the heavyweight championship when he defeated Larry Holmes with a somewhat controversial decision the first time. But I thought that Holmes did maybe lose that fight by a round or so, or it was a draw the first time around. But the second fight, I was there for both of them, folks. The second fight, Larry spanked Michael Spinks, and they still gave it to Michael Spinks. Of course, that was a night that had been preceded by that night where Larry had lost that first fight and said some things on HBO about Rocky Marciano and the Las Vegas boxing establishment that did not endear them too well. Anyway, Juan Manuel Marquez looked 40 years old last week. He's got to fight Manny Pacquiao. Mike Alvarado, he's not a ham and egger. He's not really a club fighter, your typical Colorado fighter, but he's not much better. I mean, he's just not. And although, you know, he took some tremendous punishment, he took a good beating and things like that, I guess that's what the top-ranked matchmakers were betting on. Because remember what I told you, even though Juan Manuel Marquez was 40 years old, remember, the guys that made this fight, the top-ranked brass, the management, the matchmakers, they're betting their guy is Juan Manuel Marquez. They need to put him in the win column, of course, in order to set up this Manny Pacquiao fight. And they want to do the Manny Pacquiao fight and Juan Manuel Marquez fight so bad because it'll be almost an in-house fight, especially if Arum represents both guys. You hear what I'm saying? It's a win-win thing. Arum loves to put together these deals. Bob Arum, former U.S. attorney under President Kennedy and Johnson. Of course, I'm talking about still U.S. attorney general. I kid you not. Anyway, he is the promoter extraordinaire, the man that runs Top Rank. And he had two cards last week in addition to that Juan Manuel Marquez. We'll talk about the second card in just a second. But straight up, Arum would love to do this fight, Pacquiao and Marquez, because guess what? Both guys are in his tent, so he gets to keep it all. Keep it all. Man, Bob Arum is rich enough. But, of course, Manny Pacquiao's got some tax issues. Juan Manuel Marquez, on the other hand, is an accountant. He has no issues whatsoever as far as taxes are concerned. It'll be a good fight the last time, and I think the final fight for both men, I think that should be the way they should go out, and I think the fight should be in Mexico City. Oh, the Filipinos, the Pinoys are jumping up and down. The Richter scale is shaking in Manila right now. No, no, no. Listen, I mean, he fought Pacquiao in basically what was Pacquiao's hometown in Las Vegas, time and time again, okay? And think, did they fight in Texas? No. Anyway, the bottom line is I think he should fight him in Mexico City. I think a 60,000-seat outdoor stadium, I think if Manny Pacquiao really wanted it and really had it, he'd go there and he'd fight him and he'd get this over with. And maybe, you know, maybe they could fight again, but not other guys. I think they're made for each other, but not other guys. They're just getting too old. Two old guys together can look good. Two old guys against young guys, they don't look so good. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk live worldwide, little tower of power. Bring us to the break. Nobody can get through when he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now. Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today. Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Being a fighter, you know, you always know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes you don't really know about. Now, being that Floyd and Pacquiao are both champions in their own right, they're both tough fighters, I would never be one to think one is more afraid of the other one. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it just comes down to business. You know, but I think that if I had the opportunity to fight somebody who I felt like was going to be a real challenge for me in the ring and people felt like I could that person could possibly beat me, I would definitely get in there to it. I would take less money. So it's never an excuse. At the end of the day, you need to get in there and get it on.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Check the clocks, 24 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. I'm proud to call my next guest friend. And this week he celebrated his 39th birthday, much like the late Jack Benny. I'm talking about Bob Spagnuolo. Bob, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, well, I wish it was 39, Pete.
Well, it is. It's always going to be 39. Listen, it's always going to be.
Good man.
It's always going to be.
My day.
Anyway, I want to tell you that I'm really proud to know you. And, you know, when I was sick, you were one of the few guys that called and things like that. So, Bob, I love you. How's the family?
No, they're wonderful. Thank you so much, Pedro.
Okay, where are you rolling with Austin Trout? What's next with him?
Listen, I'm not really at liberty to say right now exactly announcing it, but looks like Austin's going to be back in July. And with a world-rated opponent, and we're very excited. I think they're going to announce it in the coming week.
Okay. Much love, much respect. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you so much.
All the best. The great Bob Spagnuolo. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We go from Texas to Nevada. He used to live in L.A., but now he lives in Nevada. I'm talking about Sin City, Nevada. Of course, Las Vegas. We're talking about Kevin Perry. KP, Juan Manuel Marquez, I wasn't all that impressed. I was impressed for him being 40 years old, but, you know, who's he really going to beat at that weight that's good? Nobody, except maybe Manny Pacquiao. Kev, you there? All right, we lost Kevin. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk a little MMA, UFC 173 in just a bit. Kevin, Juan Manuel Marquez, 40 years old, looked pretty good for being 40, but he's not really going to beat any of the top guys at 140 or 147.
I thought he actually looked pretty much how he normally does when he's in with the right type of opponent. He struggles with boxers. Alvarado's not much of a boxer. I thought Marquez looked pretty good. He didn't look like he really lost much of a step. It's just when he fights fighters like Tim Bradley or Manny Pacquiao, guys that have more speed, that can box quite a bit, he has problems. When he fights guys who are more brawler types, that's when he excels.
Okay, so the obvious fight is for he and Manny Pacquiao to do this one more time. Bob Arum can promote the fight, keep it in-house with both guys, I guess, so he's going to make a fortune. And that's really the only fight out there, because I think either guy at this point in time is very vulnerable as far as losing is concerned to the just about anybody, because they're getting up there in age. When you get old, you can lose just any night. Any night you can get old. And I think that the prospect of them losing, something happened and screwing this fight up, is tremendous. Therefore, I think they should hook it up, and these guys should do the fight in September, and I think they should beat Floyd Mayweather to the September date right now. What do you think?
I don't know how excited I am about Pacquiao and Marquez fighting for a fifth time. I guess you could say that the excitement factor is Pacquiao did get knocked out last time, and pretty much every time they fight, their bouts have quite a bit of intrigue to them. They're always competitive, and there is drama. So in that sense, that's something to look forward to. But, I mean, how many times are these guys going to fight? And I think at the end of the day, and I probably, you know, repeat this quite often on this show, is the fight that everybody wants to see is Pacquiao against Mayweather.
I don't think so. I really don't think so, Kev. I think that's such a mismatch. I wouldn't want to see that. That's, I mean, what's Floyd going to do, tie one hand behind his back? Kev?
Yes.
I mean, people want to say, I don't know if people will really want to see that anymore. I think as far as the entertainment factor is concerned, entertainment value, I think that Marquez and Pacquiao is more entertaining and more exciting than Mayweather and Pacquiao, just in my mind, as far as an excitement point of view is concerned.
Well, I guess you could say it's a more entertaining matchup, but I guess the fact is Pacquiao and Mayweather have never fought. So I think that there's intrigue there. People want to see that. People want to see how the fight will play out instead of just discussing it from now till the end of time, which is basically what's been going on about the last 5 or 6 years, that this fight hasn't been made.
Okay. They haven't fought, but, you know, Ali hadn't fought Jimmy Ellis neither, okay? But they sparred, and they knew each other, and these guys have known each other for years. They've studied each other. They've watched films, And I think it would be a stone-cold mismatch. Okay, let's change subjects. Tonight, Montreal, Canada, of course, Adonis Stevenson. They call him Superman. At least he calls himself that. 23-1, 20 KOs. Was knocked out, I believe, by Darnell Boone. But don't let that sort of shock you. Darnell Boone knocked down Andre Ward, I think, in Fresno, California, in a fight that was on HBO or Showtime. I was, like, blown away by that. But anyway, Darnell.
I actually, just to interject here, I actually heard Darnell Boone almost beat Sergey Kovalev, and it was a very questionable split decision that was won by Kovalev. So Darnell Boone gives everybody problems. I mean, no shame getting knocked out by him.
Anyway, the guy can punch, no question about that. Of course, that's Stevenson's lone loss. He did avenge that, I think, by stoppage. So he's 23-1, 20 KOs, fights out of Montreal, reaching out of Haiti. So I guess Haiti's starting to get a little play now. Berman Stiverne, of course, winning the WBC portion of the heavyweight title, and now the linear world light heavyweight champion is Adonis Stevenson, both originally from Haiti. Haiti's getting a little play.
Man, they also got Jean Pascal, and the fight that I would like to see is Stevenson against Pascal. I mean, they would sell out one of the arenas in Montreal. I mean, that's a huge fight.
Stevenson's pretty entertaining to watch, and Pascal's pretty entertaining when he's in there with the right opponent. So I think that would be a tremendous fight for Canada.
Is Marcos Medina an A fighter or a B fighter in your mind?
I think he's an A-level fighter. He's an elite fighter. He's somewhat crude in his approach, but, I mean, he's one of those guys where it's pretty cut and dry what he's going to do when he goes in there. I mean, to try to build a strategy for Marcos Maidana is not too difficult. I mean, you know exactly what he's going to do. You just got to try to nullify his reckless aggression, as some would say.
Yeah, but without that reckless aggression, what really would he be? He's not a guy that has a great jab. He's not a guy that, I mean, he's not a stylist per se. You said yourself, he's sort of crude.
Well, yeah, but one thing with Marcos Maidana, which is a major advantage that he has over his opponents, is he's extremely awkward. I mean, he kind of throws punches from weird angles, a weird trajectory on his punches. He's just kind of hard to he's somebody that if you try to kind of move out of the way, he might still hit you just because you kind of misjudged the angle where his punch is coming from. I mean, he's just a really odd style. But he's aggressive. Whatever style that he has works for him. And that's what is actually his awkwardness is what makes him a lot more effective. And his punching power.
Okay, back tonight to the fight on Showtime. Adonis Stevenson taking on the Polish Prince. And I've watched him on TV. Andrzej Fonfara, 25-2 with 15 KOs. He's an okay type of fighter, but I think Stevenson's like a tremendously talented fighter. And I think that if you want to talk A and B, maybe this guy's like a B minus or a C plus. What do you think?
Well, I've never seen Fonfara fight, but as far as from what I know of this guy, I don't think he's beaten too many very good opponents. I know he does have a stoppage win over Gabriel Campillo, but Campillo is kind of an up and down fighter and kind of has a shaky chin.
Shaky wasn't the word for it, man. That punch was that was one of those funny knockouts, one of those ones where you're scratching your head saying he didn't look like he got hit all that hard. You know, much like Malik Scott and Deontay Wilder, and Larry calls that iffy. You know what that means?
Say it again, sir.
Larry Merchant calls that Deontay Wilder stoppage of Malik Scott. He called Malik Scott, you know, taking those punches. He called it iffy. You know what that's? You know what he was trying to say there?
What was he trying to say?
Something was up, man. That's what he was trying to say. Something was up. He just left it at that. That's kind of iffy. You know, and he wouldn't go any further. But that's what he was alluding to. I'm telling you, more people within the business are willing to admit behind closed doors, okay, that possibly Malik Scott took a dive against Deontay Wilder.
It's questionable. I don't necessarily see what the motive would be.
Yeah, the motive would be not to get your tail whooped, and this guy's going on to win the heavyweight championship. I mean, come on. Listen, have you ever seen guys get psyched out? They get psyched out, especially against bigger guys. Bigger guys psych the snot out of people. They just do. The size, you get in there, you look across the ring. I remember when I fought Keith Rucker, and he was 6'1", and we were touching gloves. I'm saying to myself, Christ, look how big this guy is. You know, I mean, size is just, it's incredibly intimidating, and this guy's got a great size advantage.
So basically what you're saying is he quit.
He quit. He quit. Now, speaking of guy that hasn't quit yet, he's undefeated. I don't know if you saw him on TV because he was on this Spanish telecast last week. Top Rank had two shows, one in L.A. at the Los Angeles Forum. And, of course, there's a story I'm putting up about the L.A. Forum and a big scandal at the L.A. Forum at ringtalk.com. You can check that out. But the bottom line is in Fresno, California, which is famous for two things. Me getting my first traffic ticket and two raisins. That's what they make there, raisins. It's Raisinville. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz, the undefeated heavyweight, and he is a heavyweight, 250 pounds down from 291 or 294. He's 23-0 now with 21 knockouts. A good-looking fighter as far as his skills are concerned, his abilities are concerned. Have you seen any of Ruiz?
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of him. I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, when you look at the guy and then you see him fight, you're like, wow, I mean, how does a guy have that kind of ability with that type of body? But he really does know how to fight. I guess the biggest question mark with him is, for me, is his defense and how well he takes a punch. He hasn't been in with any real top-level fighters yet, but some decent mid-level guys that, I mean, he pretty much destroyed. So, I mean, he does have some pop. He's got quick hands. Doesn't move all that well, but most heavyweights don't move all that well, so he's not going to have any problems at heavyweight until he fights somebody that's a little bit more mobile. Will give him some issues.
I think he's a guy you keep an eye on. I think that Bob Arum said three things were correct when he said, you know, he doesn't say too many things that are true and correct in my mind, but the bottom line is he says that he's got fast hands, he can punch, and he's got power, and he's got good foot movement. So that's actually four. He's got good movement. I mean, the guy is for a heavyweight, no question about that. Anyway, Kevin, good luck. Adonis Stevenson and Fonfara tonight, the Showtime main event. Everybody's picking Stevenson. I guess you as well. I got to run. Much love, much respect, much thanks.
All right, thank you.
Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming up, we're talking MMA, UFC 173, just hours away from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, the World 135-pound Championship. On the line, UFC 173. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to get in shape today? Now you can. With the new Iro Smart Band, you can monitor and track your daily activities and calories. The simple, state-of-the-art 3D sensor helps you lose weight and get fit. Just connect Iro to your smartphone or tablet and start seeing results today. Using colors that track your activity levels, you can share your progress with friends and family and even compete with them in a fun new way. With Iro, you'll be able to control your weight and stay healthy and happy. Check out ironova.com. That's I-R-O-N-O-V-A, ironova.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Started it off. Right there, Rock just sends it go. Fight! Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away.
The great Dana White, president of the UFC, talking about testosterone replacement therapy. Tower of Power, bring us back from the break. Tower of Power circuit, that's 2003, the Oakland Zone LP. Of course, you can learn more about the greatest soul band in the world at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board and check out Pedro's Song of the Month. I do some reviews and talk about concerts and the history of the band that's now almost 45 years old. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This segment, we're concentrating on UFC 173. Of course, Renan Barreiro, the real deal. I mean, what is it, like 34? I mean, he's a monster. He's just a monster. I mean, the guy is absolutely frightening at 135 pounds. Of course, this is bantamweight. This is a guy that holds a very controversial stoppage, although he was on top and he was slapping down on Uriah Faber pretty considerably when Herb Dean jumped in to stop that fight. But I thought that Uriah was holding his own. Uriah was about to make a move out of that. Anyway, he is 34-1, one no contest. Take it on TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw's talented. He's a good fighter. He's well-rounded. He can punch a little bit. He's got 30% of his wins are KOs, but he's only 10-2. And when you're 10-2 going against a legend, the Baron, they call him, man. Anyway, the bottom line is you're outgunned. I mean, it's sort of like he's coming to a gunfight here with, like, one hand and not his shooting hand, because I just don't think he's got a prayer against Renan Barreiro. I just don't think so. 34-1, I think he'll be 35-1 tomorrow, still the world 135-pound champion. Now, as far as him stepping up and maybe fighting Jose Aldo at 145, no. Jose Aldo's going to step up and fight Anthony Pettis at 155 for the title later this year. That's the way they're going to do that, I'm told. And then, of course, Gilbert Melendez, who was on last Sunday's show, and it will be a replay, of course, at ringtalk.com. You can check that out, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Check out the replay with Gilbert Melendez. But Gilbert's talking about fighting for the title as well, and he expects a title shot at the end of the year. So the lightweight championship, the 155-pound championship of the UFC, currently held by Anthony Pettis. And Anthony Pettis is a strong, strong fighter. Beat Benson Henderson, the ex-champion, when he beat him for the title by submission. That was the second time in a row he had beat him by submission. So he's no stiff. He's the real deal. And I think that he can compete on an even level with these other guys. But as far as Aldo moving up to 155, that's the only time he's a 145-pound champion, the featherweight champion of the UFC. That's the only time he's lost, is fighting at 155. So I don't know if I'd really recommend that, moving up to 155, because, you know, I told you my experiences of moving up in weight. Yeah, I told you about that. I was struggling to make 139 pounds. This is back in the days when the junior welterweight division was 139 pounds in the amateurs, not 141, I believe it is now. God, I wish it was 141 then. Anyway, it was 139, and I was struggling to make it. And I guess I was a little lazy and getting a little older, about 30, 31. Anyway, the bottom line is I went to the Nationals, the 1984 National Golden Gloves, and got spanked at 147 pounds. Just got spanked. In other words, I could beat decent and okay guys at 147, but I couldn't beat good guys at 147. So I went back to 139 pounds, and I ended up winning my fourth Golden Glove championship. But I'm trying to say is this moving up in weight, it's just people talk about, you know, fans and pundits, and they go, oh, he should just move up in weight. Oh, Andre Ward, that boxer, he should just move. Listen, it isn't all that easy. It really isn't. And you're not mentally and physically a bigger fighter. You hear what I'm trying to say? This Manny Pacquiao, I guess, was a significant freak of a guy when he went from 107 to 147 pounds. But for the most part, guys sort of stay around the same weight. You don't see them moving up too much. And 10 pounds, that's what you have to move up in the UFC. That is a lot. But the confident TJ Dillashaw tonight, of course, taking on Barreiro, it's over. Nights out, baby. Two rounds, maybe. Dan Henderson, remember him? Yeah, he was the guy, of course, that went to war with Shogun Rua down there in Santa Jose, California, at the
HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank, call it what you want, but the fight was so intense in the fourth and the fifth round, Henderson was getting lit up so bad that I had to turn my face away from the octagon. It was like, this is too brutal, not even for Pedro. Anyway, Dan Henderson, they call him Hendo. He's got like 41 years old now, 30-11, former Strikeforce champion, taking on Daniel Cormier, the undefeated Cormier. Of course, we've had him on the show in the past. 14-0, never lost a fight, never lost a round. He's a real deal at heavyweight, the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, having beaten Frank Mir, having beaten Josh Barnett, beat Josh Barnett for that Showtime Grand Prix title. So Cormier can fight at heavyweight, but his best friend is Cain Velasquez, and they're stablemates down there at the American Kickboxing Academy. That's in the Silicon Valley area of California, San Jose. Anyway, they're stablemates, and he doesn't ever want to fight his best friend. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez. So instead, Cormier has dropped down to 205 pounds and has his sights set on John Jones, the reigning 205-pound light heavyweight champion of the UFC. Of course, the unbeaten, of course, that one fight he lost, he didn't really lose that. He got disqualified for elbowing some clown on the ground. Anyway, the bottom line is John Jones is considered pound for pound the best fighter in the world as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned by a lot of people, by a majority of pundits. And Cormier is a serious, serious threat. So I'm expecting Cormier to go through Henderson tonight, and I expect him to do it with ease. Cormier will be 15-0. Cormier is in a fantastic fighter, and at 205 pounds, listen, 205 pounds, I think he can beat John Jones. I really do. I think he was a 2008 Olympian. He was former U.S. amateur title. He's got some background. He's got that wrestling base. And I think that the only guy that's really going to beat John Jones is a guy that's got that wrestling base and that can take him off his feet and take away his reach and his height advantage. And, of course, is him being 6'4", 205 pounds, and, of course, his punching power. Because when you've got range, tall guys, when they've got range and they've got the distance, they got it going on. But if you get inside and get him on the ground, things can be different. So John Jones, Daniel Cormier, that's where Dana White's going as far as the UFC light heavyweight title is concerned later this year. Bottom line is Cormier is a live underdog, but tonight he beats Dan Henderson pretty easily. Hendo, time to retire, baby. You're 42, and if you can't take that testosterone replacement therapy, see, he was one of those guys that was on the juice. What I mean by on the juice is he was getting legal steroids. He was sanctioned. He was prescribed by a doctor. The State Athletic Commission in Nevada was allowing it for a while for him to take testosterone replacement therapy. In other words, steroids. Okay? Some guys don't have enough testosterone because of the fact that, you know, they get old. And then maybe you shouldn't be fighting if you're 40s and your T-level is really that low. But other guys, the reason why their T-level is so low is that they've abused their bodies by taking steroids, and their body doesn't produce any of that stuff anymore. So that hormone, it's not produced by the body anymore, so they've got to get some synthetic form of it in order to get back to snuff. And, of course, these guys like Dave Meltzer has said in the past, it makes 40-year-old guys sort of look like they're 25. Seriously. I mean, it rolls back the clock. Sylvester Stallone was taking it. You know he was. Remember I told you he got caught going into Australia with those steroids? A lot of guys, Hulk Hogan, I think a lot, Evander Holyfield, of course, he was getting stuff in the mail from that Signature Pharmacy, says he never took any steroids. And he's doing these anti-steroid commercials now at BoxRec.com. I printed one of them at RingTalk.com about a week ago. But the bottom line is Evander Holyfield having signed for stuff from the Signature Pharmacy. Of course, many professional wrestlers, some MMA guys, some boxing guys, baseball players were all caught up in that Signature Pharmacy thing there out of Florida when they were just mailing out steroids and human growth hormone. But Evander says he never took any steroids. So that doesn't say he didn't take any human growth hormone, but he denies ever taking steroids. There are a lot of people that think he did. Of course, a lot of those elite fighters, the boxers back in the days, and I mean, Mike Tyson, I thought Mike might have had a little bit of juice at times. Seriously, because Mike would, like, transform when he'd have a big old butt before training camp, and all of a sudden, 6-7 weeks later, man, he looks like, yikes, an Adonis. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, do I think he cheated? Maybe. A lot of these guys did. I think a lot of guys did, because I really don't think it was illegal, per se, at the time. Nobody really knew what steroids were, at least not in the world of combat sports and boxing and MMA, really, you know, didn't come into his own until the last 5 to 10 years. Of course, the UFC starting in December 1993, having celebrated his 20th anniversary, of course, back in the days when the UFC was basically a brawl type of thing with just one big cage, and you put the guy in there, you put the other guy in there, and they fight until there's nothing left. In other words, like gladiators. I sort of dug those fights. I mean, people put them down. They call them brutal. They call them barbaric. But they call the current UFC and the current world of mixed martial arts barbaric and brutal and things like that. But no, I favored those fights where a guy went in there and he fought a guy without a rest period. You fought a guy until the fight was over. That's the way I think we should go back to in the world of MMA. I think it would make MMA much more exciting. And people say, oh, but Pedro, you know, people might get hurt. People get hurt fighting this way. What's the big deal? You give them a one-minute rest period, and they come out basically, you know, rejuvenated, and they're supposed to come back and start doing their thing again like they did in the prior round. But if you don't have breaks, or if you go back to the Pride concept, remember Pride PFC, the Pride Fighting Championships, where it's the Zuffa company, the parent company of the UFC down there in Las Vegas, they bought Pride and the rights to Pride, the films to Pride, and all that kind of stuff. But Pride, they used to fight in a ring. And Gilbert Melendez, of course, the aforementioned Gilbert Melendez, and he is a outstanding lightweight, if not the uncrowned lightweight champion of the world. He likes to fight in the ring. He says, because you can put a guy up against a corner and keep him there. And then the octagon guys slide along the cage, and he'd like to have it back in a corner. But, yeah, it used to be in a ring, but with 10-minute opening rounds. Imagine that, a 10-minute opening round. MMA, a 10-minute opening round. Guys run. Quentin Rampage Jackson, Dan Severn, a lot of these guys, man, that came over and made it big in the UFC. Of course, Rampage Jackson having won a split decision last week on a pay-per-view card on Bellator. What a joke that was. Let's go to that just for a second. Bellator comes with a pay-per-view, okay? And I'm expecting great things out of this pay-per-view, you know, because this is one of their premier events, and they really haven't done this before. And, of course, they are the B brand in the world of MMA, and they've got some good fighters, but they just don't seem to get things done right. They just don't seem to do things right. And when they put this main event together of King Mo and Rampage Jackson, and then they only made it three rounds, you know, it was like three boring rounds. There wasn't much to it. King Mo didn't look like he was trying to win. Rampage Jackson, he was trying to win, but he was one of like, just couldn't pull the trigger. That's the best way I could put it. One guy didn't want to pull the trigger. He didn't want to risk pulling the trigger. And the other guy couldn't pull the trigger. In other words, Rampage Jackson, as old as he is, was he 36 now? He just can't pull the trigger anymore. Sort of like Frank Mir, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion. You can get in the best shape in the world, but there's a point in time in your boxing career or your MMA career where you just can't pull the trigger anymore. You're not the sharpshooter that you once were. Your reflexes just don't go pop. They don't. They really don't. So the bottom line is, guys get old overnight. Frank Mir, of course, he got old overnight. Cain Velasquez, he'll never get old. I think that guy's going to retire heavyweight champion. I really do. Because I'm looking at the current crop of heavyweights, even some of the rookie guys, some of the really green guys. I don't think anybody's got a shot. I thought Travis Brown might have been able to challenge Cain Velasquez and be a credible challenger, but I don't think there's anybody credible in the heavyweight division. And Fabrice Werdum's going to get him in November down there in Mexico City. And guess what? The Mexicans are going to be happy because that Mexican-American champion, Cain Velasquez, is going to leave the octagon, the UFC heavyweight title holder. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little JB, this is James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us to the break. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if?
Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
That's my baby. Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2012. Man, she's singing my song, He's a Rebel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the rebel of the airwaves, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, Pedro Fernandez here. UFC 173 just hours away, Renan Barreiro and TJ Dillashaw, and the main event, of course, for the World 135-pound Championship, the light heavyweight fight I talked about, Cormier and Henderson. Cormier is going to win that in easily, I believe. And the fight that Zach Young likes in an article he's going to put up at ringtalk.com in just a second. Robbie Lawler and Jake Ellenberger at a welterweight fight. That's going to be part of the main card. Of course, that's UFC 173 pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The preliminary card is going to start at Fox Sports at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow we'll have Mark Munoz, of course, the Filipino wrecking machine. Of course, the UFC fighter, and he's going across the pond, and he'll be taking on Gegard Mousasi, of course, in the UFC fight from Berlin, Germany. That's May the 31st, of course, live on Fox Sports 1. So we'll have Mark Munoz, a Filipino wrecking machine, part of tomorrow night's MMA Hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. We combine both boxing and MMA into 1 hour. And then on Sunday, the grand finale, the two-hour show. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Scott Cuddy is the producer.